Christian marriage cannot grow without forgiveness. A husband and wife are sinners in process. They will misunderstand each other. They will speak too quickly. They will disappoint each other. They will bring old wounds, family patterns, selfish habits, fears, and immaturity into the covenant. If every failure becomes a life sentence, the marriage will slowly become a courtroom. Forgiveness is one of the ways Christ keeps a marriage from becoming a prison of resentment. But forgiveness is not cheap. Forgiveness is not pretending. Forgiveness is not saying, "It did not matter." Forgiveness is not avoiding truth because truth feels uncomfortable. Biblical forgiveness begins with the mercy of God. We forgive because Christ has forgiven us. We release revenge because judgment belongs to God. We refuse bitterness because bitterness deforms the soul. We open the door to repair because grace has opened the door for us. In marriage, forgiveness often happens in ordinary moments. A sharp tone, a forgotten promise, an impatient answer, a selfish choice, a careless comment, a moment of withdrawal. A couple practicing Christian marriage growth learns to repair these moments before resentment hardens. They learn to say, "I was wrong." They learn to say, "That hurt me." They learn to say, "Will you forgive me?" They learn to say, "I forgive you, and I want us to grow." Forgiveness does not erase the need for repentance. In a healthy marriage, forgiveness and repentance belong together. One spouse should not keep sinning while demanding grace. The other spouse should not keep punishing after honest repentance. The goal is not to win. The goal is restoration. From an organic human perspective, forgiveness involves the whole embodied soul. Bitterness can affect the body, sleep, desire, tone, prayer, affection, and daily peace. Forgiveness begins in the heart, but it becomes visible in words, posture, habits, and willingness to repair. Forgiveness is not a one-time skill, it becomes a lifestyle. A forgiving marriage is not a marriage where sin does not matter. It is a marriage where sin is brought into the light of Christ, named honestly, repented of sincerely, and answered with grace. This does not mean every wound heals instantly. Some wounds are deep. Some trust takes time. Some situations require outside help. But in ordinary marriage conflict, forgiveness keeps the covenant from being buried under yesterday's injuries. Christian marriage growth means learning to live as forgiven people who forgive.